The KevC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
The anniversary is today, this day 24 years ago. 1983 that was, the breakfast television began. The whole concept of breakfast TV. Did anyone remember that?
Was TVAM the first one?
I think, I'm not sure whether it was that or whether it was BBC's Breakfast Time. Not sure which came first. I think Breakfast Time was first, wasn't it? But anyway, one thing I do remember, it was actually presented by what's-his-face, his birthday yesterday, Frank Boff. And Selena Scott.
Yeah, it was B, wasn't it?
Yeah, they celebrated the anniversary today. But they Frank Boff and Selena Scott. Yeah, actually, in fact, I remember watching the first broadcast, because I'll never forget, one was dressed in a smart dress, matching blouse, silk stockings, and I can't remember what Selena was wearing.
Do you remember when that whole sensation came out about Frank Boff?
What was all that about?
How uncomfortable was that?
Oh, my God. I'm still convinced that we don't know this, but imagine Trevor McDonald doing the same. I'm convinced that he used to read the news like sitting there, so you can just see the waist up, yeah. Nice shirt and tie and a jacket, and underneath he probably just had Suzzies on and high heels. it's not a pretty thought, is it?
No.
Right, today is Wednesday, 17th of Jan. I was hoping he would have been in by now, to be honest with you, but he's not. Simon Ross. 4-0, blind 40 today. Happy birthday, Simon.
You know what it's
Ross.
Like when you're a bit older? It takes a bit longer in the morning.
Well, exactly. He's probably still trying to start the Cortina as we speak.
Maybe he's got breakfast in bed.
Do you think? Maybe. Well, I think he deserves it today, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be getting ready and everything, or she'll be getting him, Yvonne will be getting him ready now because he's 40. Got to take it easy, hasn't he?
In his best suit.
Yeah, he'll be putting on his jacket now with the leather on the elbows.
Yeah.
and his spats and his polyvelts.
After iron his hanky before he comes out.
He'll be putting on his brown cords as we speak. But I've got a few prezzies for him which I want to give him on the air, and I've got a little quiz for him as well. But I've just been looking through his music sheet here. You know, everything's all computerised now and all the music automatically pops up. But it's bizarre, with him being 40 today, all his music's already here. It's like as if the computer knows that he's turned 40 today. Just let me play you a couple of the songs that are featured in the show today.
Stop, whoa, yes,
it's all featured in Ross's show today.
I've heard people say...
Yeah, Ben and Barry.
What a point at a wedding, this.
Too much of anything.
It's not good for you, babe. Remember this? I don't. Maybe Rossi will. This is one of his favourites as well. Don't make your brown eye blue.
It's only you can make a brown eye blue.
Oh,
let's move on. What about this? All these songs are on Ross's show today. What about this one?
Yesterday.
All his troubles seem so far away. Is Rossi's music log for 10 o'clock today. Can't help but missing this is a great song.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not too far behind him. Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, the buffet is now open. Candy Staten for you now. Put some smoke out, Dave.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life?
Step inside. Let me find you a place.
Okay, there's a classic on the way.
Go ahead,
and
chill.
And about quarter to 11 this morning, he's going to be playing this. One of our favourites here, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's
crying.
Too busy to come to the phone.
It's one of his favourites, that. And this is also one of his favourites. All together now. This is the kind of music Rossi's going to be playing from today.
Why do birds suddenly appear
every single time
near just like me?
All the boys sing this when we go in between us. Close to you. Oh, he must be made up, wasn't he, playing all these songs today? one he's going to be playing. He's going to probably end the show with this.
Yay! Oh, you're getting people excited now. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning if you've had a cup of ambition this morning.
The Kev C Breakfast Show Podcast.
And in the surveys in some of the press today, it shows that on Tuesdays, i.e. today, people have less sex than any other day of the week.
Really?
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
I would have thought it would have been Monday.
She always gets it on a Tuesday. That's what she's laughing at.
It's Monday's my bad day.
See, Wednesday is the most, according to this survey here reading on, Wednesday's the most popular day for a first date.
Yeah, because it's sort of midway through the week. You probably risk a couple of drinks.
Risk a couple of drinks, get it sorted, back in there on Friday or Saturday.
And if first. You don't like them, you can go home early saying I've got work tomorrow.
Get to first base before the weekend.
Yeah, why not?
Hope for second on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe a rounder by the Sunday.
Prove the survey wrong, have a little how's your father on the Tuesday. I can't have thinking that Craig David's got all this wrong, hasn't he? Hey? We need to pass this survey on to your young Craig David there. 25 past 8, we found a couple of new explosions for you here.
Sustained pressure from Cout and Cheron. It's won by Cheron.
It's a great referee.
Break Cout.
Oh, she made it go.
Referee has blown up.
He wants to play the advantage.
All right. One of our new favourites is Cara.
Cara, go!
He only has a short fuse though there. And we have another new one here. Are you ready? We're going to bring out a whole album of these. What do you want for Christmas? I want that explosion CD. This is another new one for you.
Free kick. Chris Cole coming in. Entries into there. Get to the ball closer. Yes, he can!
Oh my god, I love it. Okay, right, what we're going to do, oh yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do, we're going to go to the phone lines, we'll do this now. Off the advert, off the television, it's Laurel and Hardy. Let me call you sweetheart. The whole version, have you ever heard the whole version?
No, actually, I didn't even know Laurie Hardy did it.
Yeah, they did it. We actually hear one of them, but you hear, who's the thin fella? It's Hardy, isn't it? Stan Laurel, he's the fat fella, wasn't he?
I thought Laurel was the skinny one.
Hardy's Stan Laurel. Don't know which is which.
Well, anyway, the thin fella you can hear. This is the whole version, listen.
Now. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Keep the love light burning in your eyes so blue.
Here we go.
Let me call you sweetheart.
That's the whole version, okay, but the shorter one used on the telly, which we have. So what we'll do now is we're going to play the first bit, and then we'll go to the phone lines, and we'll, and you've got to carry it on.
Fingers crossed.
I know, I was getting nervous at this point. Right, let's play the first bit first. I know, Peg. You're all right. I don't know. Where are you?
I'm right behind you.
Oh, there she is. Behind me.
I'm on the phone, aren't I?
You're on the phone, yes.
Shall I come in, dear?
Yeah, come on in, Peggy. Come on in. The red light's on, but you can still... Okay. Come on in. Push the door.
Come
on in now, Peggy.
And here I am.
Oh. There she is.
Yes, she, Peggy is here.
Oh, there you are, Peggy.
How are you,
tipsy.
Yes, I'm all right, thanks, this morning, Peg.
And a happy new year to you, dear.
Thank you, and the same to you.
And happy new year to all the CD crew as well this morning,
thank
dear.
Thank you. Happy new year to you,
Now, what? Oh, CD.
Yeah?
I've just remembered about you. I'll never forgive you that for what you did to me at Christmas, dear.
Why?
You Scandinavian twilight. Hey.
What?
Giving me the wrong address, dear.
I know.
Yes, you can come to my party, Peggy.
Yes.
Yes. You can come and clean the house, Peggy.
Yeah.
Three bags full, Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you told all your listeners that poor old Peggy here, you give her the wrong address,
no,
dear?
I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, you never told them that, did you?
I'm sorry, Peg. I'm sorry.
Because I'm a good soul,
yes,
I'm going to let you off.
Thanks very much, Peg.
You know, new year, new start, dear.
Yes, as we say in radio.
I tell you what, that night, dear, I didn't know whether it was New Year or New York. How's all the CD crew this morning?
Good,
right,
thanks,
okay,
Peg.
Thanks,
Peggy. Oh, good. Now listen, CD.
What?
Do you like a pearl necklace?
Yeah, I think they're very...
What about the girls?
Girls,
ladies, do you like a pearl necklace, both of you?
No.
Do you? Guess who gave me this pearl necklace,
CD? I don't know who gave you that one. It's very nice.
Arthur next door gave it to me, didn't he?
Did he, Peggy?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That's my Christmas present off Arthur.
Looks lovely
isn't
around
he kind, dear?
He's so kind, yes.
How do you think it looks?
It looks
quite
lovely.
Expensive, apparently, dear.
Is it really?
He said he got it from QOH.
What's QOH, Peg?
Yes, dear.
What's QOH?
QOH.
What is
you
that?
You know the shopping channel, dear?
It's QVC, Peggy.
On the telly.
Yeah, QVC, not QOH.
QVC. Oh, sorry about that, dear.
Yeah.
I got mixed up.
Yeah, you
I
clearly
thought
did.
You said QOH. Sorry about that, dear.
No, it's QVC.
Anyway, I just thought I'd come and show you me pearl necklace and sing.
You sweetheart.
I've got to go and get up and be cleaning.
All right,
I'll see you later.
She almost forgot what to say there, didn't she? Thank you, Peggy.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Right, let me see. We have a true story for you here. This is a true story about two bored dealers in a casino. Picture the scene. They're there, they're bored, not much action. They're waiting at the crap table. And this beautiful, beautiful, sexy blonde lady from Alabama arrives. And she bet £20,000, or dollars, on a single roll of the dice, right? Anyway, she said, listen, guys, I hope you don't mind, but I just feel a lot luckier when I'm topless, you know, and I kind of strip off. Is that all right with you two?
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, you go mad, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You just want to throw your hand in. Anyway, with that, they didn't object. She stripped down, took everything off up top, and she rolled the dice, and as she rolled it, she went, come on, baby, come on. This southern girl needs new clothes, come on. And as the dice came to a stop, she jumped up and down, screaming, yes, 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 I won. And she hugged each of the dealers and then picked up her winnings, got her clothes, and she quickly left. Anyway, the dealers stared at each other, dumbfounded. One of them said to the other, what did she roll? The other one said, I don't know, I thought you were watching.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll probably work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I might try it.
I might try myself tonight. Get me man boobs out.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Let me call you sweetheart.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.